Nityanandasya Ganandana Sadakaya Shaksarun Vinitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Thistaya Bhutale Sri Late Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Svacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasani Gaura Bhaktavinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Anarayanam Narasvatya Anaram Chayla Narasvam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Vidirajat Vaka Karoti Vachalam Pangulangarite Gari Yat Kitha Chabang Mande Sri Guru Dinatarnam Paramanan Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishram Hayom Tatsat. So, Vyasi Thurjan reading the verse in the translation. Purport.
Reading from the fifth canto, chapter 14, entitled The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 27. Haribo. Haribo. Which is a prose verse, so I'll just read the Sanskrit and move on to the translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hi.
Advanyanusmin ima upasargas tatasuka dhuka raga dvesha Baya bhimana pramadun mada shoka moha lobha matsaryeshvayava manakshut vipashadhi vyadi janma jaramarana dayaha. Translation. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned soul has to accept all these conditions simply to enjoy sense gratification in this world. Although people declare themselves great scientists, economists, philosophers, politicians, and sociologists, they are actually nothing but rascals. Therefore, they have been described as mudhas and naradamas in Bhagavad Gita 7:15. Namam duskritina mudha prabhajyante naradama mayaya prithagyana asuram bhavam ashritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Due to their foolishness, all these materialists are described in Bhagavad Gita as naradamas. They have attained the human form in order to get released from material bondage. But instead of doing so, they become further embarrassed amid the miserable material conditions. Therefore, they are naradamas, the lowest of men. One may ask whether scientists, philosophers, economists, and mathematicians are also naradamas, the lowest of men. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead replies that they are because they have no actual knowledge. They are simply proud of their false prestige and position. Actually, they do not know how to get relief from the material condition and renovate their spiritual life of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Consequently, they waste time and energy in the search for so-called happiness. These are the qualifications of the demons. In Bhagavad Gita, it says that when one has all these demoniac qualities, he becomes a mudha. Due to this, he envies the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, birth after birth, he is born into a demoniac family, and he transmigrates from one demoniac body to another. Thus, he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains a naradama in an abominable condition, life after life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. I need a verse again.
The verse again, text number 27. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, birth, disease, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialistic conditioned soul nothing but misery.
Hari Om Tat Sat. So, there are many people who think that these politicians, philosophers, or the different categories, scientists, that they're not so bad. They're quite okay, because they're, but Prabhupada said, bottom line, do they know how to get out of the material world? If they don't know that, then in spite of rising very high in their fields, they are still conditioned souls, and they're no better off than anyone else. So it's important that if somebody like the previous kings of the of this world in the, during the Vedic time, they were Krishna conscious. They knew how to, they and their citizens would get out of the world. Like in the Padma Purana, also in the Bhagavad, it describes about Yati Maharaj. In the Padma Purana, it says how he was convinced by one Vaishnava to preach the chanting of the holy names amongst his subjects. Now, he didn't make it obligatory, but he himself did it, and he had it preached. So most of the citizens, if not all of them, they began to chant. So because it was like in the previous age, the chanting was so powerful that nobody died. Nobody got old. They all stayed young. So like that, three generations were all living together. Grandfather, son, and grandson. And all were young and healthy. And then Indra went on a tour of the universe. So he saw in hellish planets, all the Yamadutas were sitting around, nothing to do. They said, "What kind of king are you? We got nothing to do. We're just wasting our time here. Because nobody's committing any sinful activity. Nobody dies. Nobody comes here. You're useless, Indra." So they got his ego going. So he thought, okay, I have to take care of this Yayati. So he called Gilthith. Gilthith, tell me how to get Yayati to... You go and you get him to fall down. So Gilthith went, but he came back. He said, he loves his wife. He knows about self-realization. It's not easy. He's not like some yogis meditating alone. He's happily married, and he's really well protected, not only by his wife, but by his Krishna consciousness. So I don't think I can make him fall down. "What, you rascal! You must make him fall down! You must!" This is interesting. "I'm the king of the angels, king of the devas. You must do it." "Okay, if you want to say it's not going to be easy." Then I got to get involved in Vaishnava Atharad and Krishna Atharad. That's the only thing that will lower his protection. "Whatever it takes, I don't care. There's a question of my honor." And in the verse it said, this honor can cause difficulties. Why Indra should be disturbed? He can engage all those Yamadutas and knitting sweaters or something. He can engage them in doing something, but instead he got his ego inflated, and he devoted the whole heavenly planet. "We gotta make this Yati fall down." So We generally see the demons and the materialists, but sometimes even the devas are against the devotees because the devotee becomes so powerful. I told one story last night about the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, how one bhakti yogi in the satyu he was maintaining, and Indra thought that he wanted to take over his position, so he sent some apsaras. But in the end, Indra, I want to go back to Krishna Loka. I want to love Krishna. So the apsaras who had failed in their mission, they had been cursed to become the trees. Indra hadn't told them that there was a downside to this trying to make pure devotees fall down. So then he said, okay, they pleaded, please, think of us. We were sent, we didn't know. We heard you wanted to take over Indra's position. Indra, never. Anyway, so later he said, okay, you'll be delivered by some Brahmana who will come and sit under your trees, under your branches, and by the side of the Ganges, and read the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. When he touches both your trees, you'll be liberated. Like this, eventually they got liberated from the curse. And they wanted to, this time they didn't go back to the heavenly planets, forget it. Indra misled them. So they went to the house of the Brahmana and they studied fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So, like that. Now, Kilted was forced to take a position against Yati Maharaj. So what he did is he said, well, I need a whole crew of devas and apsaras who make a drama truth. So, he was performing pure Krishna conscious dramas. So, eventually, this drama truth became very famous. And Yati Maharaj sent his spiritual guides to go and see it. So they said, it was okay, it was good. So then Yati started to see the dramas. So after a while, his guard was let down. He had confidence this was a bona fide drama troupe. Then, Kilted, he said, okay, plan A, here's our chance. He believes it took us years to get this position. Now, I want you to commit a Krishna Avtarad. And when you do that, he'll be shocked. And with that second, seconds only you have, that opens a window. Because of Krishna Avtarad, he'll lose his protection. I'll hit it with an arrow. Chunk! One of the Avtaras has to drop their clothes. Quick! And a lusty thought will come in his mind because he won't have protection. Okay, you got it. Exactly. One, two, three, boom! We only got a few seconds and he'll betray to Krishna. Please, I don't want this Avtarad. I don't believe in these things. We got only a few seconds. Here's our chance. Now, I was amazed. Wow. The devas do such a stoop so low. You know, it was like a really amazing kind of a thing to read. It's in the Padma Purana that the devas get this pure devotee, Yati Maharaj, to fall down. They went to such an extent. So, even then, all they could do, one thought came to his mind, he aged like 10 years, one shot. Then he, Krishna, forgive me, I don't want this. And boom, he was protected again. So, meanwhile, the drowned troop had to, second thing was, they had to get out of there real fast because they were going to be killed for what they did. So, one, two, three, four was escape. Where'd he go? Fell in debt. And the end of the, that's all he could do. It took years together. I want him to fall down. So like, it goes on, the story. But, we have to be very determined to engage in Christian service. Now, what all the things that were read, people take these for granted. But they're not in the spiritual world. They are in the material world. And people suffer this because they want to enjoy the senses, because they don't know the science of self-realization. So therefore, we should, our duty is one, to understand what is the purpose of life, what is self-realization, and to impart that to others. Now through the internet, all kinds of horrible stuff is being transmitted. At least we have some sites where the DVDs can be seen. By the way, I was looking at LALive.us. Sometimes you can't see the DVDs because of the way the lights are. But anyway, that's...
We're changing.
I show you. But this is, Prabhupada said, we can use the modern technology for studying Krishna consciousness. So he used the airplane. He had traveled around the world how many times? 14 times. And he spread Krishna consciousness. As we used at that time, we didn't have much video. We had, at the very end of the video, but we had a high eight. So a few devotees took some films of Prabhupada, which has been reproduced here by ITV. So, but whatever technology was available, Prabhupada wanted to use it. But at the same time, he taught us we should be careful not to listen blindly to whatever the newspapers say. He would question, did he really go to the moon? It's kind of interesting because when Bush was the president, he said, in 10, 20 years, we're going to go to the moon again. So if they already went, why take them 10, 20 years? You wonder, they already went there, so what's the big deal? Did they go? So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also, his appearance day was on Wednesday. So one of his upakans, one of his examples, was the Das Chakra Bhagavad boot that the conspiracy of ten turned Bhagavan into a ghost. Das Chakra Bhagavad boot. You heard that story? You haven't? Do you want to hear it? You sure? So, there was a king. His name was Narasingha Maharaj. Seems a popular name amongst kings. And he had all his ministers there. But he had one Brahmin advisor. Who was his close friend? He was known as Bhagavan Das. So, every day, Bhagavan Das would come and advise the king. So as a result, none of the ministers could cheat the king, because Bhagavan was always there to tell him what was really happening. So, the all ministers got together and said, if we want to make some money, we have to cheat the king. As long as this Bhagavan is there, we can't do it. So they made a plan. Da da da. You ready, Lord? Okay. You asked for it. Next day, Bhagavan came to the palace and he wasn't allowed in. The guard said, the ministers will give us the order. You can't come. He went to all the different gates. Every guard was informed the same thing. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to come. He said, why not? I'm a friend of the king. I'm sorry, but you're not allowed to come. So the king said, what happened to Bhagavan? Adas. And they said, oh, he got sick. He suddenly died. And sometimes it does happen. But he was healthy. He was, we know he was healthy, but he died. He called the royal physicians, please check what happened to my friend, Bhagavan. So they said, yes, sir. The minister called, listen, we're going to kill you, or we'll give you 5,000 gold coins. You've got to tell the king, Bhagavan died of a sudden heart attack. So they came back. Okay, we didn't have much choice. It was accept gold or die. So I don't know if they needed a lot of convincing, but they took the 5,000 gold coins anyway. And they told the king of Bhagavan that he died of a heart failure. So Bhagavan was never allowed to enter. So finally, of course, Bhagavan Das knew all the movements of the king. So he looked, once a year he came out to meet the citizens in his capital. So he would walk and he'd shake everyone's hand, and you know, like leaders and politicians do sometimes. So, but the ministers were ready. They had the guards. You watch out for Bhagavan Das. Don't let him approach the king. So the guards, they blocked Bhagavan Das. Finally, Bhagavan Das, he knew the king walked this way. He climbed up into a tree. And there he, Maharaj! Maharaj, it's me, your friend, Bhagavan Das! So they said, oh no, what to do? What to do? So they said, Maharaj, that's the ghost of Bhagavan. That's the ghost. You better go some other way. And then, although he saw him, because 10 ministers were telling him, it's the ghost. Oh yeah, it's the ghost. Oh my God, it's the ghost. Oh, the ghost. The ghost. So the king, he thought, with all the information he got, all the intelligence, everything, Bhagavan Das was dead. So who is this that must be the ghost? So Das Chakra Bhagavan Root, by the conspiracy of 10, they turned Bhagavan Das into a ghost. So this story he used, that don't listen to the newspapers. Because, you know, it's just like before the attack on the Iraq, they said they had dangerous weapons of destruction, and it was a great threat to America. You know, we were all waiting. Well, when are they going to discover? But they never discovered any great weapons of destruction. It turned out that it was an exaggeration. But all the new tathas they participated in, I somehow pushed Saddam Hussein. He had overthrown. But anyway, it shows how the new tathas are so powerful. They pretend something. Later on, of course, they revealed that there's no such thing. But at first, they were all party to the propaganda, either purposely or because they were sucked into it, or fooled. So somehow, we get so much information from different sites, we can start to believe even Bhagavan is a ghost, even someone we know very well. We may think that, oh, he's actually dead, when he's not dead. So we have to, like the Prabhupada was very careful, that we should not just blindly accept anything we read. We should be a little bit pessimistic to material things, optimistic to spiritual things. It's the opposite of the materialist. They are optimistic towards the material things and pessimistic towards the spiritual things. So, I think, what's the use of all this spiritual life? I'm healthy. I can enjoy. So, let me enjoy now, and I'll think about spiritual life later. So, this kind of mentality where they put off a spiritual life, this is termed by Srila Prabhupada as they're rascals. Not rascals in the sense that they are given a human life to solve the real problems. They don't solve that problem, they solve some other problem. But if they don't know what is the purpose of life, they may be a big scientist in this life. The next life, they can become a vulture. Fly high, look down for dead bodies. They can become anything. So they don't know the science of self-realization. So what do you want to do? All these people, like some of Lord Chaitanya's followers, they approached this one Muslim leader. They said, "Sir, you're very intelligent, you're very good-looking, you're handsome, you're all the traits you show, but please, we have an humble request. You don't mind if I ask you?" "No, please." After getting so much praise, he was ready to hear. "Please forget all this from you, because it's all superficial. Chant Hare Krishna. Understand what is the purpose of life." So then, of course, someone said, "Well, I can't chant Hare Krishna now, but I'll chant later." "Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." "You just said Hare Krishna. You just start chanting. Don't stop." So, like that, we are trying to get people to chant. Our doctor, Chuchananda, he has given everyone a simple names, but so that they're called at the rehab center. Our Krishna Das, Ram Das, Nitai Das, is our Ishwar Puri Maharaj Das. That's too much. They can't. So he's Gauranga Das. I'm just Jaya. But over, I said you're gonna get in trouble eventually because you know our names. But somehow or another, he getting the people to chant Hare Krishna. So that one person who was he was working in a gas station when he was in high school, down the block. He said he knew about the Hare Krishnas, But someone told him that all the Hare Krishnas had disappeared. They all became Scientologists. They said, when I saw you, I realized it wasn't true. So he looked up on the internet and he found my name and he found a few videos he was watching. So he had a burger from the restaurant and he's quite favorable now. He came up and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, of course, we like people, we appreciate people, some people are known of goodness, and some are trash and some are ignorance. So in that sense, you can say, okay, the people are known of goodness. They're not like such rascals. You know, the reason we use, like Prabhupada might use such a harsh word, is because they don't understand what is self-realization. So Prabhupada, he didn't like condemn people. Just for condemning them, he took, I want to help these people. You see, like a materialist, they call, oh, you're a rascal, you're a fool, or, then they think, I'm great. So, but it was, Prabhupada wasn't in that mood. Rather, he said, these people, they have so much education, they have so much qualification, but it's without knowing what is the real purpose of life, what is the use of it. So I want to help them. So the Prabhupada's purpose for saying these things was just that we don't get blindly fooled by these big titles and to think that this is the ultimate. Actually, they should know what is the purpose of life. Then their life will become successful. Otherwise, it's basically a waste. They don't know what their next life is going to be. And because they need or they have so many also, not only do good things, but they do some bad things. And so they have to suffer the karmas. Karmas in two accounts. A good karma account and a bad karma account. So they suffer for the bad karma, they enjoy it for the good karma. So it's not a real solution. Only yajna, only sacrifice eradicates the bad karma. And only a knowledge about Krishna makes us actually get sukriti, which is transcendental to this karmas and can take us back home back to Godhead. So I don't know if it's true, I heard it many years ago that some a psychologist did a study here in LA, and that they thought that the devotees would be like zombies or something, just like all. But they found instead that they were a highly rugged individual. That each one, in order to face the parents, face the friends, they had to make a lot of decisions. And so that they were more individual than the normal people, and it was like completely opposite than what they thought. Is that a true story?
I don't know, many years ago there was one professor that did a study.
Well, it sounds good. But that's how we know the devotees, that actually they are quite independent. That they are, it's not like there aren't choices. There are so many choices that they can make. They can go, if they come to this group, it's because they decided they want self-realization. So these verses from the Bhagavatam, they're very uplifting. They're very important for us. to see things from the transcendental perspective. We see things from the material perspective, and as a result, we tend to get fooled. What is the real purpose of life? So these verses are telling us what is the purpose of life. And it was how this 5,000 years ago they tell us, the fool ladies of the positions. And Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, a conspiracy of 10 can turn Bhagavan into a ghost. And Prabhupada said, don't just blindly listen to the newspapers. You can see how the parampara system works. That we should be very careful what we listen to, what we believe in. We may know, this is the thoughtful opinion, but it doesn't mean that we take it as the absolute truth. This is what people believe in, like Prabhupada said, actually the force between the planets is not gravity, it's something else. So, this is something for our scientists to work on. What is this force? There's some attraction, but it's not exactly gravity. So like this, Prabhupada would sometimes say what might be an innocent thing to us, but to some scientists it's like world shattering. Look beyond gravity. Look beyond what Newton's theories. So like, I don't know if he's on the right track or not, but our restaurant is looking in the quantum theory, different scientists look in different ways. Prabhupada said, I don't try to prove that there's God first. Prove that there's a soul. So the soul is relatively easier to prove. Everyone's got a soul. Everyone is a soul, really. But so, like that, Prabhupada gave the different hints to different doors. So, I was not a scientist. I didn't finish my education. So, Prabhupada was playing off between Bhakti Swarup Dhamman Maharaj and myself. So, Bhakti Swarup Dhamman Maharaj said, well, if we can convince the scientists, Prabhupada said, oh, that's very good, yes. And then I would say, well, if we convince the ordinary people not to listen to the scientists, then that's good. And Prabhupada would say, oh, that's very good. If the ordinary people call the scientists, you're bluffing, you don't know the purpose of life, that would be very good. Same thing, one off the other. Because I was in mass preaching. I always respected the scientific preaching. When I was a DDT trustee, at that time we would give some money, I don't know if they're giving now, but we would give some money to the VI. And so I respected it, but nonetheless, they are doing their scientific preaching, we are doing our mass book distribution, mass congregational preaching. So he had a different perspectives. So, but all working for the same purpose. So like that. Somehow, how to save, America is considered a superpower. How to save it from rascaldom. How to save it so that it can know what is the real purpose of life. That was Prabhupada when he came and he saw the people in Boston. The first thing he said, these people are very much in the material mode of passion, but they're proud of it. So you sent me to this place, Krishna. How can I help them? How can I help them? What will I do? They're very proud of what they they're attached in there. So, like that, he was saying, marking Bhagavata Dharma. So he said, by hearing the Bhagavatam, they will get a change, they'll get blessed. So like this, Prabhupada, his purpose for coming was not like so many Indians come to America for economic development. He was coming to save these people, to save the Americans, save the Europeans, save the people all over the world, to give them Krishna consciousness. Shall Prabhupada keep? So somehow we got saved. So we should be very much grateful to Prabhupada. And we want to carry on the mission further. We want to see that somehow it reaches all the people. So that's it. That's it. Otherwise, everything is there. It's not that in the West, people don't have all the facilities to enjoy. Everything is there. Why are they not healthy? It says here, they're not healthy because of all these different reasons. Insurmountable difficulties and other difficulties. So, therefore, you see, the real thing that they need, only thing missing is Krishna. Only thing missing is Bhagavan. So that's what our mission is somehow to carry on this mission that Prabhupada gave us in the future generations. So we hope that our disciples, grand disciples, great grand disciples, so on, will carry on Prabhupada's mission. That's what we are very much interested in. I saw the GDC. They have one of the committees is, I've not been too active in the past year because of my health situation, but one of the committees is, I forget the name, but it's, what's the name of it? It's like to bring up the future leaders. There's a name for them. So they want to empower the future leaders, bring them up, so that, because we're all like, what do you say, endangered species, all of our Prabhupada disciples. There's no more being made. So, one by one we're going to leave. The situation happened where, like, one by one all the sannyasi, disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta, Sri Chakra left. The last one was, his son, Puri Maharaj. He was like 90 something. So, then a few Grihastha disciples left, I don't know. But he was like the last. He had first from Bhakti Siddhanta and second from someone else. So he was the last one to go. Bhakti Vaibhav, Puri Maharaj. He's different than Bhakti Pramod Puri. So like this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our disciples are gone. Now, the next generation. So, by the way, Narayan Raj is not a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur disciple. Just in case some people think like that. So, he's our godbrother. He's our cousin brother. So, anyway, that's what I have to say today, that these verses are very important, and we should take up the mission of Prabhupada to spread this. Now we have a nice, I like New Dwarka, nice community of many devotees come on Sundays and here for the class. Some temples in North America, they don't have so many people come to the classes. Maybe on Sunday, the rest of the days is sometimes partial. Here there's a lot of interaction. So last Prabhu said, well, if you can't spend the time, then might as well for God pretty much, the next best place is New Dwarka. So I don't offer any argument, but you're very fortunate to be here in this association. There are a lot of the Prabhupada disciples, so you can take an association. And that's all for today. Any questions? Or comment?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Maharaj, for a very nice class.
If it was nice, it's Prabhupada's and the deity's mercy.
Yes. Very nice. My question is, you mentioned in the early part of your class that the devas, they also sometimes make it difficult for devotees. And then we're reading in the verse here that there's already so many insurmountable difficulties. And then you mentioned that even the media is a difficulty. So with all these difficulties, how does a simple, honest devotee practice Krishna consciousness with so many problems?
Ekaha kurudandana, single mind. You know, we just keep one focus. We it's not that we don't know that these other things are there, but we don't take it. As the Krishna also says, that Daidhihe Shagunui, Mahadrataya, Mamegachet, Vajante, Mayamitandrandite, that those who surrender to that this Maya is my divine energy, and she's very difficult to overcome. But if someone surrenders to me, I cross them over this Maya. So we want to take shelter, like Prabhupada said, hug on lotus feet of Gaura Nithai, or Rukmini, Dwarkadish, Ramal, hold on to lotus feet. Because it's only like Krishna's mercy we can cross over. There's so many things. The things that we are trained that we should believe in, we should put our faith in, they're not 100% reliable. Newspapers, I mean, people must figure out by now that, you know, they publish whatever stories or sell newspapers, and they don't always verify so minutely. If they have a person that stands by, or this person said this thing, then okay, that's good enough for them. Whether it's true or not, that's for the readers to discern. So like that, there are so many, misinformation, or so many obstacles. Now, the devas, normally they are favorable to devotees, but in the case of Asan, the Asan devas think that this devotee may want my position. You know, I declare boldly, I don't want to be an Indra, I don't want any position. I just want to serve Krishna, but instead of that, if the devas attack me, what can I do? As an individual, I have nothing. Only I can do is take shelter of Krishna. And basically, that's what Yati did. It doesn't end the story in the Padmarana, end the story in the Bhagavatam, where he finally, he takes shelter of Krishna, and that's and the Padmavrat tells us some of the trials he went through, that you know with Kilted and so. Yeah, it's like, you know, chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna prasad, seeing the deities, attending the Bhagavad class, it is simple. But there's all these other obstacles on the side. They don't have here, but they had in Chennai. They had one machine to exercise your arm, it's called the Arneya. So, one of the, they had all kinds of, take up apples and put them in the cart. So this was to bring the lumens back into the hand. So, they showed me, today we'll show you something new. A car race. So the road was a simple road. But if you went off the road, there was all kinds of mountains. So you just had to stay on the road. So and for like a sick person with a half paralyzed arm, it's not the easiest thing to stay on the road. In a little bit, you're off. Yeah, so like that, staying on the road shouldn't be so difficult. But if we're not careful, a little bit we can go off, and then next thing we know, we're all entangled in different kinds of illusion, maya, and you know, sometimes, and that's something I'd rather. I was in the material world for 16 years or 20 years. Now I appreciate devotees so much. I'm so happy to be back. You know, but 16 years it took them to figure that out. So we're told, don't go out in the rain and get wet. That's relevant now because it's raining. But we can learn also by others. You don't have to learn by yourself. But if you learn, well, we hope that eventually they'll come back. And some have come back, and some are very appreciative. But the best thing is don't go. Don't go off the track. So no matter how many obstacles are put up or not put up, it's not an yati was a pretty major personality. He was so, but whatever tests we put up, eventually he passed all those tests because he kept taking shelter of Krishna. So all the devas did everything they could to make him fall down. They can only get him to like blink a few times. They couldn't get him to fall down. So that's also like, we're not given tests usually that we can't pass. If Krishna allows us to be tested, it means we can pass that test. If he takes shelter in Krishna, so we need to like really hold on to Krishna. This, you got everything, you know, our path is very simple, but all you go a little bit off, everyone's against, you know, your initially. Sometimes they turn around. Like initially, my mother, she was preaching to me, well, why don't you become a Christian priest? So why don't you do this when you get old? I thought only Indian parents did that. But, you know, I said, well, Mom, how long am I going to live? Oh, why? You ridicule everything I say. No mother or father knows how long the children will live. So then how can you tell me to wait till I get old? So she had all the arguments that most parents have. Later, she became faithful. She came back to the L.A. Temple. She helped with the different services. And she went to convince the parents, it's not so bad your son become a Hare Krishna. Like it, my son's a Hare Krishna. I like it. It's okay. So, but initially she was as negative as anyone. Well, at least she came and she talked. So, you know, we have to expect Maya is going to throw whatever she can against us. Wherever she sees a weak point, she'll try. If it's parents, if it's friends. Once I had a dream. I was with an old girlfriend. I was a doctor then. I was with the old girlfriend and some friend. They were sitting around. And they came up with some unmentioned stuff. I looked around. Krishna! Krishna! I started screaming. All the other doctors, you know, other devotees say, what's wrong? What's wrong? Why are you shouting? It's the middle of the night. I had a nightmare. So, sometimes you're testing your genes, sometimes you're testing it all. You know, so one by one, it says at the end, the test then become more difficult. So we should be ready for the test, whatever they are. At the same time, we have to go on with our Krishna consciousness. So, I know, I'd over-talk maybe. Hare Krishna, did anyone bring us the boxes of cookies? Of course, if they don't manage to bring the cookies, we'll give you upstairs later. You can come to the evening class. Okay. Was there any other question? I don't know. If there's time, if there's any other question? Any comment after that? Nothing? Satchita Noidas?
I had the same question originally from what he had, but it goes a little bit like a second question after that, because one devotee was commenting me after hearing the descriptions of Lord Indra, very difficult to understand his position. You know, he gets into trouble with Prithu Maharaj, with Gautama Rishi, with Krishna himself, and then he gets to see Krishna in spite of all those. So his question was, when a devotee hurts or mistreats another devotee, is he a demon or a devotee? Because Indra gets to see even Krishna, and we can say that he's part of his pastime. He's using Indra in that. But now our position, he said, he was asking me, when a devotee mistreats or hurts another devotee, can we call him a devotee or a demon?
Well, Lord Chaitanya called our people devotees even if they chanted Hare Krishna once. So being a devotee is one thing. But in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Kapil Muni in preaching to his mother, I describe that some devotees are in the mode of ignorance, some devotees are in the mode of passion, some devotees are in the mode of goodness or mixedness. And as you mix, we know that those are like yellow, red, and blue. You mix them in your computer, and you get 16,000 different colors. And they said that's not anywhere near all the colors that exist in nature. So, like that, you get some devotees, they have this, some more ignorance and mode, maybe, where they like to hurt others. So Lord Chaitanya said we should avoid jiva hingsana, kuti nati. The jiva hingsa means to the envious or violent or angry against the living entities. So we don't also want to fall in that trap. Oh, you're not a devotee, you cause me hurt. Why did that see like there was one, Arupa Goswami, he was apparently reading some shastra, and he felt ecstasy, and he started laughing. Meanwhile, one devotee was walking by, who was crippled. Now, what did you say? Physically challenged. So, he thought, Rupa Goswami was laughing at me. So he felt very distressed. How can such an advanced acharya laugh at me? I'm in this very fallen condition, I know, but how could he laugh? So then all Rupa Goswami's ecstasy stopped, according to this story. So he asked Sanatana Goswami, Why I'm not feeling ecstasy? He said, well, you must have somehow offended some devotee. So what can I do? Well, invite all the devotees to come for some feast. Everyone will come, but this offended devotee, he may not come. So see who doesn't come, and then you know who is the one who you offended. So he did that, and sure enough, that crippled devotee, he didn't come. So he went to see him. Prabhu, in some way I offended you. He said, you were laughing at me that day. No, I wasn't laughing at you. I was just feeling some ecstasy. I was reading some pastime. I would have laughed at you. And so that devotee then, oh, he bowed down, once you called that true. I'm sorry, I thought that of you. I also committed a lesson of God. So, like, if someone tries to cause, like, there was one Brahmana, he cursed Lord Chaitanya, that I curse you, you'll never have material happiness anymore. Lord Chaitanya, hello, hello. Thank you. I don't want material happiness. He only wanted spiritual happiness. So, it's very hard actually to hurt a devotee. We get hurt because we have still some connection to the material world. Otherwise, on the spiritual platform, how can you hurt someone? So it says that normally you don't get hurt, but near and dear ones, their words can sometimes cause pain because you take that this person is very dear. So maybe that, or there's all kinds of angles to it. Did the person willfully want to cause you harm? Did he do it like unconsciously? How was it done? You know, is it something you can talk? You know, the rule. You really hurt me that time. Did you, I know, and talk it over? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. So, like, there should be, like, a cooperation, Prabhupada said, comes from communication. Sometimes, initially, you think one thing about a devotee, and then later, when you communicate, when you talk, you realize that the devotee is not that bad. That there is some misunderstanding. So you try to like take care of the thing amongst the devotees. But there's this lady on the internet. She keeps asking, what to do when someone hurts you or someone criticizes you? Apparently she got someone who criticized her. Even if, well, she never looks to see whether she had done anything from her side or why. But anyway, this is a part of devotional service. There is one Brahmachari, one like congregational member. So he asked me whether he should join the ashram. I said, you can join the ashram, we don't mind. But he said, no, that is not all easy. That joining the ashram, sometimes you get crazies and you get different people, and then they lay into you, you know. You have to be a bit tolerant. You have to accept. And then in the end, he looked around and he said, maybe I'll stay in the congregation. I mean, that's everybody's choice, you know. That was the only thing I said. That was one of the highlights. I also said you have to decide, because he was giving a good job. And you have to decide if you want to, at this point in your career, you get a job and you're like almost 30. Robert said you should decide when you're 30 if you want to get married or if you want to be so it's not like you're only 22, you're like almost 30. So you want to live in the ashram, give up your job, and then you want to get married. How are you going to maintain a family? So I told a few things, you know. I said, you think of this over, and then if you decide you want to be a celibate student, all right. Or if you want to live in the ashram as a grihastha, all right. But then the question comes, what are you going to do? So there are all these issues. Now, devotees who cause others difficulty. This is part of life in the devotee community. Now, how to overcome that? How to withstand that? That's part of our training. This is the training that's not in the books. This is the advanced training that all of us are going to have to face. So, if you take it like Yudhishthira, he was known as Ajatasatru. He didn't know anyone as an enemy. So he didn't hold grudges against anyone. So as a result, even his enemies saw it beneficial for them to be on the good side of Yudhishthira. Even they wished ill on him, but he was so advanced devotee, they couldn't do anything against him. And if they went against him overtly, as the emperor, he would, they'd be in a worse position. So they would rather cooperate. Even they didn't like it. They didn't like him. So you want to be in that kind of a position where you are so fixed up that it doesn't matter if someone says something for you or against you, somehow you'll survive. But it's a very difficult position to take. So only by humble humility, by we can do it, by taking shelter of Krishna. So I'm not thinking that I've yet conquered these. This is just that we know that this is one of the things that mind may throw at us. So you have to be prepared to surrender to Krishna. So I better stop. I've gone way over. We got here. Oh, so I have a great opportunity on this auspicious day to distribute some prasad. My God is first. Pull for the present.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, why? Thank you. Ladies, come inside.